Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Wonderful band. They've been playing together for all of 6 minutes. We do jokes every time we do this show about how high the band is. And today they were so high they didn't show up. And we have this great bass player who just literally ran from home. Do you live near here? And you live in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
And you had to cart that thing? What, did you Uber? Did you drive? Did you train?
I drove.
You drove.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming. That's a beautiful thing. This is the great Dave Hill. The great Dave Hill, mighty comedian, songwriter, author, fashionista. And he was set to perform on the show, which he still will, but he's also going to screw around with some of that. This is Andrew Fiore. He is... Our sound man and producer from SiriusXM does not play the drums. He can a little bit, and he, as you can tell during the warm-up, he didn't even try. Just do a little. What can go wrong? Just a little. Not now. But in the middle. Just, you know, do a little something. And that's Elio Alves, who is the who is usually our band leader and great jazz pianist. He's world renowned. He travels all around the world and plays with all these great musicians. A good friend, a talented, very very talented musician. And he's the one who didn't tell the band that they had a gig tonight. So he fucked everything up right there. But he's like, oh, I'm Brazilian and I'm adorable. What are you going to do? What an ass. Let's start the show. Take it, Elio.
Be cold or hot.
We don't rehearse a lot.
Hey, here he comes now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a live edition of Come to Papa. Now let's give a warm welcome to your host. His head is so big that kids in Chicago are using it as an igloo, Tom Papa.
Welcome to my show. I feel inspired.
Tom's not a singer, though.
You both are fired.
Come and join our experiment. Laughter and merriment are nothing new, but
I like it. How about?
I like it. How about? We like it. How about you?
Welcome to the show. I'm Tom Papa, and thank all of you for listening out there in Radio Land, and thank all of you beautiful people who came out to join us in the live audience of the Village Underground in New York City. New York, where it's so cold that liberals would rather jump into the hellfire that is the lobby at the Trump Plaza than stay outside anymore. Now, please say hello to the best announcer in the business, the talented Rick Chrome.
Thanks, Tommy. Tonight's show is brought to you by Tony's Hot Radiator Steam Facials. Has winter got you wishing for a spa vacation? is your superintendent cranking up the heat so high that your cat looks like a dried-out fig? Well, then you need Tony's Hot Radiator Steam Facials. Just throw on our terry cloth robe, lean over the radiator, and be transported to another land. Tony's Hot Radiator Steam Facials. Watch the stress and your face fade away.
Rick Chrome, everybody. Rick Chrome. And now, please welcome our band, who are so high they think they're on spring break, Elio Alves and the Come to Papa Trio. Good drumming, Andy. Here we are at the end of February, the dark, dreary, soul-crushing part of the year, when summer seems like an impossibility. But why should we believe that we'll ever get to a time where the sun is shining again, the windows are left open, and we catch Lyme disease again? Why should we trust that the grass will turn green, the flowers bloom, and the birds return to shit on our cars? Why should we think that water will once again flow through the fountains in the parks and wash away the dirty, urine-soaked snow? Because there's hope. Hope is what keeps you alive. Hope is the very real reason for carrying on. It's hope that keeps you thinking that the barista really likes you more than everybody else. It's hope that stops you from throwing away pants that you fit into in high school. Are you sitting at home listening to the show right now with no job and no money and think you don't have anything? Well, you don't. But you have hope. Are you flipping through the pages of Men's Fitness while eating a double cheesy gordita crunch box from Taco Bell? Well, you may have a belly button that's deeper than a well, but you also have hope. Are you making videos of you doing sit-ups, posting them on your Instagram, and have only 2 followers? Well, you may have a very little presence on social media, but you have hope. Did you buy a bunch of legal marijuana in California, stick it in your backpack, fly to New Jersey, and have a state trooper inform you that it's not legal in New Jersey? Well, you may be the host of this radio show. But you also have hope. Hope is real, and it will keep us going. Baseball games will be played again. The flowers will return. The girls in sundresses will take back the streets. Hope is what tonight's show is all about. We hope it will be funny. We hope you will enjoy it. And the cop let me go. So hope pays off. We're going to start off with a very good friend of mine. You know him from the Come to Papa podcast. He's a great comedian. He actually likes this time of year because everyone is finally as pale as he is. Please welcome the very talented Paul Morrissey, everybody. Paul Morrissey.
Keep it going for Tom Papa and the band, everybody. How you guys doing? Drinking, I see. Yeah. I am as pale as he said. You guys noticed, yeah. I was just in California. They don't like pale people there. Yeah. Even my friend was like, hey, you need to get that taken care of. I was like, what? He's like, your face. I was like, what am I supposed to do? They wanted me to do the spray tan, you know? Which that didn't work for me. It just made me look like I stuck my face in a bowl full of Cheetos or something, which I've done. It's delicious, but odd look, you know? Oddly presidential, I would say, right? All right, that little stress out of the room. Don't worry, the rest of the jokes will be about me. I got glasses, everybody. That's a new thing. I can see everybody clearly in this room, including I can see a black dot that's floating around in the middle of my eye, which I've never seen before. So I went to the doctor. I was like, hey, I got this black dot floating around in my eye. He said, hey, you don't have to worry about that. That's called a floater. I was like, are you one of those marijuana doctors? I don't need a card or anything. I feel like floater isn't a medical term I should pay money for. I feel like I said something was floating, you said floater. I feel like you just gave me the noun version of the adjective that I just gave you. Like we're playing that banana banana bow banana game. I say go back to the lab, talk to the fellas, come back with a 5 or 6 syllable word that ends in itis or osis. Because I can't board the plane early with floater. That's what I'm telling you guys. I've never heard them say small children and floater victims cannot board. Anybody got one? I can save you some money. This is what they told me. It's a piece of cartilage floating around your eye. Just going to be there till it's not. Yeah, that's not a fun diagnosis, you know? They could tell I was sad. They're like, don't worry, you'll get 2 or 3 more floaters. They'll become friends. Just shake your head around during Christmas, play some music like a snow globe. Enjoy your life while it's slowly ending was the message I got from the floater doctor. It wasn't a good medical month. I woke up a couple weeks ago, had a bruise on my side. Didn't run into anything. Didn't get hit by anything. Just a bruise from supporting my own weight at night, apparently. Sleeping is becoming too strenuous for my body to handle. This might be my last show is what I'm telling you guys. So if TMZ asked, tell them I was funny. I got new pants today. Big day. Things are happening. Yeah. And I was just having you when you buy stuff, they ask for more money. When you buy it, the guy was like, hey, would you like to donate an extra dollar to this anti-bullying campaign? I was like, nah, that's okay. He goes, come on, you cheap bastard. I think you're on the wrong side of this campaign, dude. Take it down a few notches with the name calling. How about that? So I've been traveling all over, and it's hard to sleep. I don't sleep well. I took Ambien once, and Ambien's not good for comedians. I don't know if you guys read that, but I took it once, and I slept for like a couple days, and I'd been places without knowing about it. You know, my back lawn was mowed. I had donuts from another state, so I went back to the doctor. I was like, hey, I need something lower dose than the Ambien. What do you got? She said, oh, you could take melatonin. It's organic. Your body makes it, which she thought was going to relax me, but just creep me out more. Because, like, if our body makes it, where the hell do you guys get it from? Yeah, I was just picturing all these warehouses of people hanging upside down, tubes coming out of them, being drained for their melatonin. It's probably people on Ambien, right? They don't know any better. It's a circle of terror. So we were traveling around. We were in Colorado. I like Colorado. And until I saw this, they said, this place said America's best pizza. I was like, oh, slow down, Colorado. The mountains are nice. You got legal weed. But, you know, pizza is New York's thing. We don't brag about stuff we don't have, you know. We don't brag about our water, you know what I mean? Our water is so hard, Sully Sullenberger landed a plane on it. That's some sturdy water. Put some meat on your bones. So yeah, I'm not high right now. I know that's what you're thinking. But I've only done comedy high once now. I was just obsessed with how close my lips were to the microphone the whole time. And that was only funny to me. So I was thinking about, the other thing we were traveling now, the scary thing is there's scooters everywhere. I don't know if you guys have seen this. You've been in a town where there's just child scooters littering the sidewalk. It's just very disconcerting. It just looks like there's a mass child abduction going on, like the town from the movie It or something. I guess I shouldn't have done that one. Do you have a drum roll for that, Andy? Or do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't? That's what I was going to say. Isn't there an app on your phone for that? So the other thing I was thinking about getting a tattoo. How many people have tattoos? Round of applause. Wow. How many people have good tattoos? Round of applause. Oh, we lost a lot of blood there. That's a lot of... I mean, it's funny. I'd like to get a tattoo. I find when you ask somebody about their tattoo, they like it until you ask them to explain it. And then you can see the confidence drain from their faces. Yeah. I'll always be like, hey, do you like your tattoo? Oh, yeah, I like mine. It's a gnome that's watering a pot plant. And, yeah, I probably shouldn't have got this one. I probably Probably should have sobered up, then I could wear short sleeves in the summer without my kids laughing at me. I just don't want to make that mistake. I lived through a couple generations of the mistake. I lived through the barbed wire generation, you know? I lived through the Asian symbol generation, too, which nothing against the Chinese language, but hardest language to learn. No one ever took it in school because it's so hard to read and write. And then you're just going to trust that Vinny at the tattoo shop that dropped out of high school in ninth grade, that he's got perfect Chinese script. I'm not buying it, Vinny. Like, if I get a bad one, I just won't be able to get rid of it. Like, here's the thing. It's like kind of like the Fitbit. You know, everybody gets a Fitbit, get all excited about it. And then one day you just wake up, you're like, oh, this is stupid. Why did I do this? That's what I'm worried I'm going to feel about my tattoos. Like, if I get three bad tattoos, it's like wearing a Fitbit, a Snuggie, and Crocs for the rest of my life. Are we divided on the Crocs portion of that joke? Or should I have said Skechers? Skechers a weird one. That's Skechers is 12-year-old boys who skateboard and old ladies like to walk. That's a weird group. But I did travel. I went to Iraq. I performed for the troops in Iraq. I know that's an easy applause, but I did it. I did it, and all I wanted to do was not look out of shape standing still next to these military people. So I took hot yoga. Now, I know I don't look like a hot yoga person, but I did. I went through one class, and it was 120 degrees in there, 100% humidity. And I was with the guy, the teacher, the whole time until the last thing. He's like, put your pinkies together, put your forehead on your hands, push up, and do a handstand. I was like, oh, I'm definitely not doing that. This is when I get some water. But everybody else tried. It was so positive. And everyone else failed miserably, you know. They all just fell like dominoes, like boom, 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 right on their head. And then even then, the teacher was positive. He's like, don't worry. The hardest thing is trying. I was like, oh, I think the hardest thing is definitely the floor. I feel like that's... It's going to be a lot of concussions in here. I think that's why people who do yoga are so happy all the time. They're delirious from the head trauma, you know? You can also do CrossFit, which if you haven't done CrossFit, that's you pay $100 to go to some guy's garage and move his stuff around for an hour. I think I'm just moving this guy's old exercise equipment. I think that's all I'm doing, moving his Bowflex boxes. And you can't just do the CrossFit. You got to have your gear. You got to have Under Armour gear, right? That's the tight shirt, compression gear, which is the worst thing to happen to men's fashion since the biker short. And everyone buys it. Everyone gets it. And it's expensive, too. Like, I went to the Under Armour place, and the compression shirt was $60, and the regular shirt was $10. I was like, why do I gotta get the compression shirt? And he's like, oh, it's tight. Compresses your muscles. I was like, can I just buy a small? I feel like I buy a bunch of smalls, I look equally ridiculous and I'm uncomfortable. So, all right, that's all for me. Thank you guys so much.
Paul Morrissey, everybody. Paul Morrissey. How about Andy with the confidence on the drums? That's impressive. Yeah. So impressive. You know, we're talking about surviving winter and getting through these last hard months of the season. We felt it only fair to give equal time to winter himself. So please welcome Mr. Winter, everybody. Mr. Winter.
Hello. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, Tom. I understand that shitting on winter helps with your theme for this web series of yours.
It's a radio show.
Okay, if you say so. Look, attacking winter might be fun for all of you warm weather sissies, but the truth is you need winter. If it wasn't for winter, there'd be no white Christmas. Ski slopes would just be hills, and winter wonderland would just be sketchy massage parlors giving happy endings to owners of professional football teams.
All true.
Look, I know I make things a little cold, but don't be such pussies. Cold is good. I'm the cool breeze across your face. I'm the ice cube in your iced tea. I'm the ice pack on your eye after the cops punch you in the face because you tried to pretend you weren't the owner of the New England Patriots.
Well, thanks, Mr. Winter. We didn't mean to offend you.
And I'm good for the environment. We all know the planet's overpopulated. Well, who makes the sidewalks nice and icy for useless old people to slip and fall? Me. Who makes dumb people skid off the side of the bridge? I do. I kill thousands of these dipshits every year.
Good point, good point.
And who makes it so cold in New England that a billionaire has to walk around with penis shrinkage all year, causing such low self-esteem while he watches Tom Brady win the Super Bowl that he has to pay for someone to touch it? I did that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So for all you crybabies out there, just remember, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. Sure, spring will come, but when it does, Robert Kraft, the owner of New England Patriots, will be back tying $100 bills to his flaccid penis and running all around the East Coast exploiting young women who have no choice but to take this horrible job against her will in order to survive.
Point taken.
Go Giants.
Mr. Winter, everybody. Mr. Winter. No, I just meant for you to, like, play him off, like, dun, 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 like, something big. I didn't mean for you to, like, just fall on the keyboard. Have you played piano before? I know Andy's new. The thing about doing a show like this and being sincere about a theme, like we are with having hope and getting through a winter, is that we live in a very cynical time. And it's not like, I kind of miss the 1940s version. You know, like old film kind of, it was corny, but it was sincere. And if you were to do a thing about hope, you could actually like deliver and people would like look forward to
hey,
it.
Hey, say, we think we know what you're talking about there, fella.
What
you're
do you mean?
About the kind of feeling that makes you feel good inside and makes you want to face the rest of the world? You're
yeah.
talking about high hopes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
High hopes.
High hopes.
There's actually a song about it.
Let's hear it. Now you're talking.
Doesn't it sound fun already?
Yeah, this is some corny shit, and I like it.
Next time you're found with your head on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. So look around.
Olivia Vessel, everybody. Olivia
Just
Vessel.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but
he's
has
got
high.
Tree plant.
There goes another. Oh, the kids are here. Oops,
there goes another rubber tree plant.
We keep them locked up.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned.
Like what?
That wall could fall.
This was a hit song once.
Once there was a silly old ram.
Ram?
Thought he'd punch a hole in the dam.
Mm-hmm.
No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam.
Cause he had
everyone.
High hopes.
He had high hopes.
He had high apple pie
in the sky.
Sky hopes. So anytime you're feeling sad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt.
So keep your
everyone
high hopes.
Do it, people.
High hopes.
Keep your high apple pie in the sky.
Hopes. The problem is just a toy balloon. They'll be bursting soon.
They're just bound to go plop. Oops, there goes another problem.
I would love to have lived back then.
Oops, there goes
so
another
happy.
Problem. Kerplop. Kerplop.
Olivia Vessel and Rick Chrome, everybody.
And the kids.
kids.
Bringing sincerity back to the village.
That's how we won World War II.
And now please welcome a very talented comedian. I love this man so much. I've known him the entire time I've been doing stand-up comedy in New York. He always inspires me. Greer Barnes, everybody. Greer Barnes.
Yay. How y'all doing? What, the rest of y'all scared? He's a little darker than the other guys. I'm actually not a comic. I was outside the club chilling. They asked me if I wanted to make $5. I was like, I ain't got to take my pants off. He was like, you want this $5 or what? Okay, give it to me. Yeah, I was in the park earlier today where I live at, and my homeless friend loves that joke. That's my favorite one there, boy. Give me a dollar. Yeah, I was in the park earlier today, and I saw a black squirrel being chased by two gray squirrels. And I got anxious. And I blurted out, run, nigga. Like, fuck. I know that's bad. I know. I know that's so wrong. I get it. But he got away. Ooh, ooh. That's how you do it. He crawled across the branch, he looked at me, and he was like, scurried away. Now I'm with Facebook friends. He's an actor. His name is Jenkins. I was walking down into the train station, my winter home. I like that one too, boy. That's... Give me a dollar. I was walking down into the train station. There was a white lady in front of me, and she decides to fall. Yeah, and I'm like, don't do that. And I could see it happening because she was like, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. And she fell. And my initial thought was, oh my God, let me help this lady. And as I approached her, I saw a cop out the corner of my eye. And they don't know how to assess the situation. So I was like, I'm sorry, miss. Yeah, I have to catch that train. And she looked at me like, I completely get it. Be safe. The MTA, what a shithole. Have you been down in that labyrinth of... ugh. You ever read those stupid signs they put up? We at the MTA are making improvements so that your ride will be more enjoyable. Really? Well, I still smell piss. Homeless dude taking his dick out. He's coming this... New Yorkers would be like, yeah, he from out of town. Francois, how was your trip to New York? I don't want to talk about it. Is this you on YouTube? God damn it. Be a heavyset black woman to the rescue. Put your dick away. What's wrong with you? I'm a Christian woman. I kick it off. Come here, baby. Let nobody do that to you. She start fixing his hair. Start wiping his face off. She starts singing. Dick off your face. Sing along. Yeah, go on, baby. Let nobody put no dick in your face and let... Oh, God, how much longer do I have to stay up here? I hope this shit is funny on the radio. You know what I mean? People be driving in their car like, I don't know, I have to fucking say something to Tom. This guy's doing stuff I have to see. I didn't always want to be a stand-up comic. I still don't. When I was younger, I wanted to be an astronaut. Then my cousin gave me a bong hit, and I was like... We don't have to travel that far. Milky Ways is right here. I smoke marijuana sometimes, a lot. Every day. Now that I put it all together. I smoke weed and I watch nature shows. I was watching one, they were talking about the grizzly bear. Grizzly bear is like 10 feet tall, 1,100 pounds. They said, if you ever come across a grizzly bear, like I'm going to see one on Fifth Avenue. Shopping. Ooh, that's nice. I was thinking the same thing, Cheryl. Let's go in here. I don't know, maybe I heard it wrong, or they said something like, don't make eye contact with them and put your head down. And I was like, no. Not gonna put my head down. I wanna see what the fuck that bear is doing. Shopping. On Fifth Avenue. Every time I do that joke, I hear Christopher Walken in my head. Like, no, I'm not gonna put my head down. I wanna see what that bear's doing. All right, bye.
Greer Barnes, everybody. Greer Barnes.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Has winter got you down? Are you looking for something to lift your spirits but can't afford to get away? Then maybe you need to come to Staten Island.
That's right, Staten Island. It's great here. We got everything. Bowling alleys, broads, and bars. What else is there? I guess cocaine, but guess what? We got that too. I know a guy.
Staten Island. It's a culinary wonderland.
Are you one of those people who like food? We have over 300 pizza places, but if you ask me, you should really only go to Vito's. He's got the best pizza on the island, and his sister will give you a hand job while you wait.
Staten Island.
If you want anything more, I know a guy.
Staten Island.
People like to make jokes about us, but in my opinion, those people should be shot. We got everything at half the price of Manhattan. You can't get a one bedroom for under $3,000 in Manhattan. I only pay $300. It's a nice room, too. Right down the hall from my mom. She brings me bologna sandwiches, does my laundry, and reads me stories at night. You ain't getting that shit in Manhattan.
Staten Island, where you'll be charmed by the colorful locals.
Oh, yeah, we have a good time. Everybody from the neighborhood is there. Lucky Larry, Shitlip Steve, Squirrel Bottom Sam, everybody's there.
Those are interesting names.
Oh, yeah, it's the whole gang. Swizzle Hips McGee, Fat Tongue Tommy, No Nose Ned, Tony Tourette's, Donnie the Dick, Fat Balls Barry, and my best buddy, Nick. Or as he's known in the neighborhood, Old Musty Nipple Baskets.
Staten Island.
I don't know why they call him that. I guess he likes to stick his nipple in laundry baskets or something. How the fuck should I know? Staten Island's the best.
So come to Staten Island. It's just a short ride to a great vacation.
You know, we get a bum rap for being a bunch of mooks, but we're very progressive. We got coffee shops with gay guys, hair salons with those Asian ladies, and even have some Puerto Rican guys in the park who do flips and shit. So that's something.
Staten Island.
Try it out. There's a good chance you won't get shot. But if you do, I know a guy.
Are you looking for a new skirt? A new top? A new sweater? We don't have any of that. All we have are bottoms. Pants, underwear, slacks, shorts, panties, even capri pants. Bottoms. Need something below your waist? Bottoms. Need something to cover your legs? Bottoms. Want a submissive partner? Wait a minute. We're not that kind of bottom. But I know a guy. But if you need something fashionable down low, skip those other stores and come on down to Bottoms.
Rick Chrome, everybody. Rick Chrome. Another good friend of mine coming up right now. A very good friend of mine. A great comedian. He was just on Conan recently. Let's hear it for Sam Morril, everybody. Sam Morril.
Hey, how are you guys? Man, anyone watch the Oscars? I don't really give a shit about them, but... That was cool. Black Panther guy. That was a good movie, Black Panther. Yeah. Black people had to wait way too long for a superhero movie. You know, they had to make it past Ant-Man. That's a long wait. They're like, can we have a superhero franchise? They're like, no. First, Paul Rudd is going to play an ant. So it's important. People are mad about Green Book winning, I saw, you know, but whatever. No, I mean, they're like, it didn't capture. I think as a white guy, you can't have like too hard an opinion on a black movie, right? It's annoying, right? I think it is. I was talking to a black friend once and I was like, man, 12 Years a Slave was excellent. He was like, shut the fuck up. And I was like, that's a reasonable response. Because like, it doesn't capture racism, you know, but no movies ever capture any feeling that's that accurate, right? Love is never really accurate in a movie. I've never had a breakup and then just like stared out a window. I've sent frantic texts, but that's not cinematic. I'm just watching true crime now. That's all I watch. It's so good, right? It's shout out to all these murderers for all this great content, because you know, yeah. You keep killing, I'll keep watching. That's what I say. It's pretty good. I was just watching Ted Bundy, man. I don't mean to divide a room, but not a good person. I did not care for that guy. I was watching these cops. You realize how bad these cops were back then. They were terrible. They didn't know what they didn't do anything with DNA. You could have a just splattered crime scene. They're like, wow, look at this mess. This is. They're like, I hope he left the wallet because otherwise, we have no idea. But that one of the cops in the first Ted Bundy episodes was like, that Ted Bundy was a real narcissist, and I was like, yeah, among other things, you know. That's, he had more notable characteristics. That's not how I would have opened the Bundy discussion. It's like that Osama bin Laden, never punctual, you know, just. You know. I watch way too much of this true crime. I'm obsessed with it. It's so good. All I watch is true crime and comedy. I see comics on TV. I do this. I'm always like, that guy was, he wasn't that good. I wonder if murderers watch true crime like, this is fucking amateur hour. All right? Really? Three murders in 5 years? I mean, I should be the one on television, you know, but. That Robert Kraft, that's kind of sad, right? I don't know. I'm not the Winter character anymore, but I have opinions. No, that was acting, guys. I know I really method the shit out of that role, but it's me again. No, that's, I don't know. Then I saw they wanted to do 100 hours of community service. That's for a 77-year-old. That's like a legitimate percentage of your life left. That's not fair. That's a lot. But community service, that is like the opposite of prostitution, right? Because prostitution, you do it, you're like, this is great. And then you finish, you're like, that was a horrible idea. And community service, you do it, you're like, this sucks. But at the end, it's kind of like busting a nut. You're like, that was great. That was a great idea. But I'm glad I don't really have weird sex things, really. I don't, like, some guys are into, like, the autoerotic asphyxiation. That's terrible. That's, I just wouldn't want to, like, the only way you can come is by choking yourself. That sounds like a lot. How do you even find out you're into that? Are you just, like, jerking off one day in a turtleneck and you're like, I like where this is going. But, you know, maybe a little more pressure, but I don't know. But I find that porn is very much at fault for what I'm attracted to. It's just bad behavior. Porn, every porn category is just shit you should not do. Like fucking your best friend's mom. Just, if you think about it, it's rude. Right? Blackmailing a boss, it's a place of business, you know. We need positive porn categories to rewire us. You know, like categories like couple that's been together for a while. Fucks after autism benefit or something. I don't know. Instead of the money shot, just a link that says donate now. You're like, all right, that's good, right? But I'm getting too old. I feel too old when I'm watching porn. Like, I was watching one the other day, and while I'm watching these two people, I was like, man, that's a nice kitchen. That's not a great sign that I'm that desensitized. Two people are having sex in front of me. I'm like, is that a stovetop grill? That's kind of cool. She's like, you can put it anywhere. I'm like, yeah, it's stainless steel. Everyone knows that, but it's a fun time to be a man. The bar is very low. It's very, all you have to do is not whip your dick out and jerk off. And women are like, he's an ally, this guy. I was with a girl the other night, and she's like, I don't think we should have sex. And I was like, that's all right. And then she was like, wow, you're a great guy. I was like, that's all it takes? I'm pretty sure the alternative is a felony, so I don't know if I'm a great guy, but I had a good mom. My mom always said no means no, and she was talking about cookies, but I put it together, you know. No means no. I was a chubby kid, and no, I met a girl after a show in Florida. I'm not bragging, but I do okay in Tampa, and
She was like, I'll drive you back to the hotel, but there's no way I'm coming upstairs. I was like, oh, that's cool, whatever. And then she was like, all right. And then we're in the parking lot, we were making out. She's like, all right, I'll come upstairs, but there is no way that you're getting laid. I was like, am I being recorded right now? Is this a just like a Me Too wire situation? So very loudly into her chest, I said, that's totally cool. This is Sam Morril, March 22nd, 2018. And we went upstairs. She's like, all right, remember, there's no way. I'm like, I got it. I heard you. And then she shut the door. And she's like, all right, let's fuck. So no means no, but there is no way means be patient. You never know. But, all right, let me try this abortion joke. So... It's been a tasteful show thus far. I feel like there have been a lot of abortion jokes with a band stage left, so let's give it a whirl. Now, my friend had an abortion. Her boyfriend only paid for half. I thought that was in poor taste, you know? Not the time to go Dutch. It's not. Don't go halfsies on an abortion. It's rude. Even the most pro-life person I talked to was like, wow, that's... chivalry is dead. That's... That was the baby's name, Chivalry. And, all right, come on. That's. I did that joke the other night, and someone said boo. I thought it was the baby's ghost. I couldn't tell, but all right. That's. I'm really classing down the show here, but I put on a sweater, so I feel like that helps. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I don't know. I was raised well. If you're going to have an abortion after I knock you up, I'll cover it. It's on the house. I'll throw my Sky Miles card right on the counter. You know. Are you sure? I'm sure. With all the rewards and benefits that Delta has to offer, it would be foolish to do otherwise, because I'm 2 to 3 abortions away from Diamond Medallion status, and I just feel like... I'm losing most of you, I feel like, but I'm just saying that I think you should get extra Sky Miles points if you use it for an abortion, because that's one less crying baby on board. You know, that's kind of cool. That one, I know the content is iffy, but structurally it works. But all right. I just got a text from an ex-girlfriend out of the blue. She just texted me. And she said, just so you know, I'm seeing a new guy. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. And then she was like, what, you didn't think I was ever going to date ever again? I was like, no, I just didn't remember signing up for the push notifications. You know? All right, I got to go. You guys have been very fun. Thank you.
Sam Morril, everybody. Sam Morril.
In these hard winter months, sometimes we need inspiration from the outside to encourage us and keep us going. So now, we bring you a motivational speech from Tom and Greer.
Thanks, Rick. Good to see you guys. You really do need hope to get through life. I mean, every day you wake up, you have to look in the mirror and tell yourself that this is your day. This is the day when you are going to do great things and be the best you can be.
Or you could just get high.
We all have troubles. Everyone from the poorest to the richest. No one escapes conflict. And that doesn't mean that you have to surrender. Stand up tall. Face those challenges with strength and conviction.
Or, as I said before, you could just get high. I find, yeah, that one single blonde hit, or bong hit, actually... really changes the whole thing right around, bruv.
I don't know what you just said.
Neither do I.
I like to make lists. Lists of things that I have to get done in a day. That way, it's all laid out before me in an organized fashion, and I know that as I go along, I am accomplishing things that will make my life better.
I like to roll blunt. I know it's old school, yeah? But at least, yeah, when I do it, it lasts a long time. This way I know throughout a day, I know that I'm doing something right. It makes my life a lot better.
Are you second guessing that accent?
Everything.
Exercise is important. Every antidepressant contains the same chemical compounds that we create naturally when we exercise. So, if you're feeling down, go for a walk or run. Just get moving.
I know a chemical compound that our bodies don't make.
THC.
It makes me happier than any antidepressant. And the best part of it, you don't have to exercise.
The accent came creeping at the end, but that was good.
I had a couple drinks.
Sure, the winter is long, and you can get down, but only if you let it.
I say let it. If Wyndham wants me to stay inside and watch South Park until May, so be it. You the boss, Wyndham. Don't chill out.
You can do it.
Yes, I can.
Greer Barnes, everybody. Greer Barnes. The multiple personality acting method of Greer Barnes.
Ryan was brought to you by the Play at Home Impeachment Kit. Are you a Democrat who's been praying for God to get rid of the president and it's just not happening? Are you worried that it may never happen? Then you need the Play at Home Impeachment Kit. Pick out a member of your family, run your own investigation, and impeach the fuck out of them. Sure, the president will still be in office, but at least you'll have the satisfaction of kicking someone out of your life. The Play at Home Impeachment Kit. Republican congressman not included.
Our final comedian of the night, you recognize from earlier in the show when he sat over there and played guitar. Please welcome my good buddy, Dave Hill, everybody. Dave Hill.
Hi, how are you? I'm incredible.
Thank you.
Give it up for the band.
Yeah.
And Andy, I'm impressed that you're still sitting behind the drums.
Thanks, bud.
It's a little insulting to the professional jazz musicians, but where anyone can jazz, you just have to sit down. No, you sound like you're really, really. I want to. Can you guys give me something? You know, Tom, you mentioned the theme was hope, which I'm loving. So I cooked up a little something for tonight's show, and I thought, can you guys play something hopeful, sort of romantic, maybe a little bit sexy, and Andy, you just keep on hitting them drums. Hit away. What key is just? I mean, I know. I just want for them.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So, sort of, I feel like this is along with a theme. This is a romantic. It's an attractive crowd. Attractive band. And but I've come up, I took the liberty, I came up with some pickup lines, because what takes hope more than trying to, you know, meet that special someone? So I took the liberty, because we're in New York City, of writing pickup lines that only you can only use in New York City. And you Tel Aviv guys are really going to get a kick out of it. Andy, you can play. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
I really can't.
No, I mean, no. Clearly you can't, but just do the whatever. All right, go back to the not playing. All right, so these are pickup lines that can only work in New York City. And I've written about 200 of these, and I'd like to get through as many. First one, all right, no. Are you the Staten Island Ferry? Because I would like to ride you entirely free of charge. Give me like a little sass, Andy. When you have to the. All right, let's keep. That's good. Let's keep moving. Next one. Did you guys get that, Tel Aviv guys? First one's. All right. Are you the L train? Because I'm about to interrupt your service. Every weekend until April. At which point I'd like to shut you down for at least 15 months. Make a like that you didn't get the end of it, like the rest of it made. I'm not okay. Next one. How we doing on time, Tom? Is your name Starbucks? Because I'm about to destroy your bathroom. I didn't get that one, but I got a big kick out of it, though. All right, let's keep going. Okay, see how this one gets you. Are you the G train? Because contrary to public opinion, I heard you actually come quite frequently. All right, I just have like 40 or 50 more of these I left. No, it's gonna do two more because I got shit to do. Are you the New York Jets? Because I'm about to blow it in your end zone. I'm not a sports guy. Did that even make sense? I have no idea. All right, this is the last one. And then we'll go straight into the Q&A. Are you prêt-à-manger? Because you're not my first choice. But I'm in a hurry. So I'm going in. Thank you. Should have been enough. Give it to me, Andy.
Dave Hill, everybody. Dave Hill. Did you guys have a good time tonight? Thank you so much for coming. Tel Aviv, did you enjoy the show? Nice. Rockaway. Was it great? So cool. Ladies who we never met, did you enjoy it? Good. I saw you laugh twice. Florida, Miami. Yeah, good. I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you got drunk on a bottle of Comedy Cellar wine. How about you in the back? Did you guys enjoy it?
The bleachers.
Well, we thank you all for coming. And sincerely, hold out hope. Here we go into March. It usually is very depressing. But we'll get through it. And we thank you all for coming.
Mm-hmm.
sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Be happy.
In every life we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Enough, come along.
Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Be happy, man.
The landlord says your rent is late. May have to litigate. Don't worry.
Look up litigate.
Andy on the drums, everybody.
Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Oh, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown. And that will bring everybody down.
A vessel, everybody. Let's hear it for all our friends here at the Village Underground. And all the acts you saw tonight, Mr. Dave Hill, Sam Morrell, Paul Morrissey, Greer Barnes, Olivia Bessel, Ryan Hamilton, the Come to Papa Trio, our announcer Rick Crone, and the badass drummer who's so unhappy he did the whole show without a backrest. He had to sit there with no backrest the entire show. The worst decision he's made in years.